You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Insights with Solaris with Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Live from Solaris.1.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Insights with Solaris
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Insights with Solaris, where I am your host, Jennifer, and I have been a tarot reader for well over 10 years now, but I also do a ton of other things from energy healing to astrology. But regardless of all of that, I always come back to say that I am simply a channel of spirit, and I bring messages and healing for those who find me. And I always like to start out the show with a quick message for the collective. And I usually pull cards for over the next 7 days, what type of energies to be aware of. And whenever you're listening to this, it seems like this is a period of where there is actually going to be some endings. And it's not bad. This is something that you have been wanting. And it is going to be surrounding more of the material world. Now, this could be like, okay, I finally got to pay this bill off, or I am going to stick and I'm going to say, okay, now is the time to really close out this chapter of like maybe poor health or starting something new. Whatever this is specific for you, because it is a collective reading, it is going to be success. So if you are saying like, okay, this is finally the end and I'm ready for that next phase, this is a time to be successful. Whatever you put into place to move forward over the next couple of weeks and even months is going to be sustainable. So if you're on a savings journey, say you're on a health journey, it is like, okay, I see the situation. I'm going to stop the negative aspects of this, I'm going to build towards something. It's not going to happen all at once, but it is going to do it in a way that you can keep going. And so we are just going to jump into our caller now, and we have Stacy all the way from Australia. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Jennifer. How are you, darling?
I'm doing good. I do love the Australian side of the world. I have a couple of great friends, and I just love hearing from them. So how can I help for you today? What type of questions do you have?
Do you feel it's career or relationship or?
Okay, yeah, we can do whatever it is that you want. So if you don't have any particular direction you want to go, we can start out with a general and see where it goes.
Yeah, that'd be lovely. Thanks, Jennifer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So on the career side, it does seem like there's some dissatisfaction and discontentment, almost of a period where I see you alone. Do you currently have a job, or are you looking, or are you looking to move?
I'm looking for a job.
Okay. Yeah, so I see that there are almost four different opportunities almost presenting themselves, not quite. One of those is just like, it's not necessarily a good fit for you. You may see, you're like, I just don't want to do that. I don't think that's going to be a good fit. And that's completely okay. I see the forward looking, so I do see positivity going towards a new career, but I do see potentially it is related, an offer related, because you know somebody or somebody lets you know about this opportunity. Be like, oh, hey, my workplace is hiring. Maybe you should try applying to it. So if there is any such offer, if you have somebody within your family group or your friend group saying, hey, I heard so-and-so is hiring, that is going to be a door opener for you. Not saying that they're going to be like, hey, go hire Stacy for me. It's not like that, but it's just helping you open up the opportunity.
And, yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, and I do, again, see that there is a lot of discontentment. So, and that can happen for a lot of reasons of just like, oh, I don't think this would be a good fit for me, or this isn't what I want to be paying, or it's too small, and in a way that you don't feel like there's any growth for it. So when you are getting offers, you look at it from the whole picture and not just from like, oh, is this going to excite me every day? And that will just give you a better clarity as these offers are coming in. Do you need any other information on that? We can dive in deeper. We can go to relationships.
Will it be my past trade or not?
A past job. That not necessarily a past, it may be somebody you worked with in the past that's helping you open up new opportunities. I do see someone younger than you, a male, someone that's very energetic, possibly even like red hair or just a fiery personality that's helping you move forward quite quickly. This could even almost be like a recruiter or something that you get in contact with. But it does have an element of past with it. That doesn't mean it has to be a past job, but it does relate to something you have done before, somebody you have worked with before. There is that element there.
Thank you.
So as you're looking for new opportunities, that little bit of familiarity that you see in a workplace, that is going to be a bit of a sign of like, oh, okay, this is going to be a good opportunity. It's different, but it's still something that creates abundance. So keep a little bit of synchronicities coming out for you.
Wonderful.
Okay. And on the relationship side, if you're wanting to move forward, I see some burdens. I see some burdens, some tiredness, people wanting to have the last word, always to win, and doing whatever it takes to have this picturesque situation or this perception. You see that a lot in a lot of modern relationships where people will post on social media and it looks fantastic from the outside, but in reality, that couple could be quite fighting quite a lot. So I am seeing a lot of a mixture of happiness and burden here. Like there's periods of you're tired, you're exhausted, then you're happy, and then you're like, oh my goodness, it goes back and forth. Is this an ongoing relationship?
I'm unsure, actually.
I'm sorry, what was that last part?
Like that myself. I feel like that myself.
Yeah.
I felt like you were blaming myself to me.
Yeah, and it's, I see the conflict, and I see whenever we go through, especially if it's multiple relationships or one relationship, and you got a pattern here, you start to build your guard, and you start to wait for things to change, but sometimes in order to have change, you do have to create that change. And this is kind of like, okay, you kind of been in that same situation, even if the circumstances changed, you've been reacting the same. And if you're wanting that change, you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone that you built to protect yourself. And first, before you even do that, you need to ask yourself, like, do I feel safe doing so mentally, physically, emotionally? Because sometimes we build boundaries, we build these walls in order to protect ourselves because we don't have the tools necessarily to approach it directly. And that's completely okay. So you just need to kind of take a few moments to say, am I ready to dive into the emotions of why I'm doing the same thing and what I want to change.
Beautiful.
Yes, but thank you. I see a lot of things actually tying together between your workplace as well. So usually when I see romance in a workplace kind of tied together, it can get very interesting. But it seems like as you are moving and you regain confidence in your workplace, you get new opportunities, and everything like that, you are walking away from this like anxiety of like, anxious thoughts, trying hard to sleep at night because you're worried about all the things going on. You're moving away from that. And that is beautiful, even though it is like a little bit of a crazy moment right now. Discussions with yourself in your head of like, oh my gosh, I need to do this. I should be doing that. You are moving to happier ground, particularly in the relationship portion as well. I'm seeing somebody that looks really good in blue. They could have blue eyes, kind of like tanner skin, and someone who will compliment you very well. So if you're currently in a relationship where you're just seeing conflict after conflict, you can initiate the change. But if it's not working, it's not working. And that's where you're like, okay, what can I do? Can I drop the walls? Or is it a situation where it needs to move forward and change completely? Does that make sense for you, Stacey?
Yes, it does. It does, Jensen.
Yeah. And regarding relationship, it says to take and just give it a little while. It seems like if you put your focus more towards yourself and what you're doing with your finances and career, that's a little bit more use for your effort, because that will give you more of a foundation on whatever decisions and changes that you decide in the future regarding relationships. You'll feel more confident and comfortable within the direction you're going. Just that you have a little bit more of a freedom. You have a little bit more sense of control around your life before major changes are moving. But overall, go right ahead.
Is there any insight into my parents' life?
Okay, we can take a quick look. We are running out of time, but I am looking. I see that there has been a lot of things coming up around the finances and possibly that elder, like that, if there's retirement, if there's inheritance involved. There is a lot of things going on in the background, and you're going to have to wait for clarity. Things have not turning out the way that to be expected. Decisions are going to have to be made, and it is better to be more frugal in this time period for you to be able to have any part in this going forward. I see the fears. I see the anxiety. You're going to be balancing a lot. Your parents are going to be balancing a lot. Maybe now is not the best time to take a trip, but I know we're low on time, but overall, things come and they go, and everything within the situation is a cycle as well.